You decide, we report on the most emailed, read, and commented stories on the big news websites. Let's bring in the Bryant Park Project players for the most. And by that, I mean our production staff. Going to start with editor Tricia McKinney in the control booth. Everything okay? You ready to go in there?
Oh, yeah. I'm just juggling a lot of papers. I don't really have anywhere to put stuff. But anyway, and I hit the mic. Sorry, everybody. Okay, so I'm going to start with some of the most searched terms on Google. This is per Google Trends. And they were just a weird mishmash, but it turns out they're all related. They were USB dancer, slingshot monkey, and stupid.com. So it turns out that stupid.com is a website that just put out a ranking of stupid holiday gifts. And some of those things that I also mentioned made the list. Let me take you through a few of them. Including the electronic yodeling pickle. It is a 6.5-inch plastic pickle with a high-tech interior. When you press its button, it belts out a yodel reminiscent of the Swiss Alps. Another one, this one we actually own in the McKinney household. It is a Pooler Bear. It is a little plastic polar bear filled with candy poop. Someone gave it to my husband last year, and when you press down on its behind, it poops out a little jelly bean.
That's real.
You know, it's hours of amusement in the McKinney household.
Did we mention that Trisha was on Jeopardy three times? We just want to elevate.
Not imagine your home life.
She won three
Someone
times.
Someone gave it to us. Okay. But we do enjoy it. Okay, so then the USB dancer, I'm just going to point out that that was the number one most searched one on Google Trends, because just to give you a picture of who's on the internet, it is a bikini-wearing dancer. You plug it into your computer's USB port, and when sound plays through your system, she dances and gyrates around a little stripper pole.
Nice.
Okay.
This is a family show. Can I remind you?
This wasn't number one for stupid.com, but it was number one for me and for Allison. Allison, do you remember this sound?
Screaming monkey.
That's the lovely. Slingshot monkey. We
slingshot
used to have
monkey.
One in our office back at MSNBC.
Yeah.
So that's on the list, too.
That's what we did in between interviewing generals. We take the slingshot monkey across the studio.
So it makes a sound when you throw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you throw it and it makes that monkey screeching sound.
Really?
It's awesome.
Okay, entertaining me and Trish. That's about it. Okay, Trish, we're actually going to go to MJ. We might get back to you for that final one. MJ, you're up next.
Hello. A New York judge was suspended yesterday for something he did in 2005. He jailed an entire courtroom audience because no one would own up to a ringing cell phone. In March 2005, Judge Robert Restaino was covering a domestic violence case. Was covering a domestic violence case in Niagara Falls. And according to the Commission on Judicial Conduct, he proceeded to go through 2 hours of inexplainable madness. He acted without any semblance of a lawful basis and behaved like a petty tyrant.
I have to disagree here. In the movie theater, when somebody's phone's going off and they don't
totally.
Fess up, I'm for the judge. I'm just going on the record for that.
The judge's explanation was that he's been under a lot of personal stress, and he apologizes to the 14 people who actually ended up in jail.
All right, maybe jail was a little harsh, but I'm still on the side, theoretically. Dan, you love the Yahoo News.
Hey, Ellie, how are you?
I'm well.
I do. Interesting development here. We're about 25 years into China's one-child policy. And so a lot of those kids are now becoming young adults, and it appears they're having some real relationship problems because a lot of these kids were all raised as only children. The article uses the term emperors and empresses to describe some of these children who have been so coddled by their parents and grandparents as the only child in the family that they don't really know how to form bonds, how to put other people's needs ahead of their own. They're accustomed to kind of getting their way. The divorce rate is going up as a result, especially among young people who appear to not take marriage as seriously as their parents. Just sort of an interesting unintended consequence of the one-child policy there in China.
Interesting article.
I thought so.
It had nothing to do with food, which is usually what Dan brings
That's
in.
Usually my beat. I can't
His
lie.
Most is usually has to deal with food. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Rachel, what do you have?
I have a disturbing story. This is not, you would expect this in Kabul, Baghdad, you know, when you're walking around and you trip over a live munition or even a dead one, but just, you know, it happens. Well, it's also apparently happening in Florida. Residents in this Orlando neighborhood are stepping very carefully these days since they found some live explosives next to a middle school, a daycare center, homes, and businesses, which is totally freaky. And apparently a spokesperson spokeswoman for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said she all she can do is tell people to, you know, abide by the three R's: recognize, retreat, and report suspected bombs.
I had no idea there were three R's.
Didn't you guys know that?
That's a little upsetting.
After reading, writing, and arithmetic, it's recognize, retreat, and report.
Stop, drop, and roll.
I'm going to remember that. And before we finish up the most, Trisha McKinney, we're going to bookend this with our editor. You have one?
Yeah, this is.
I haven't forgotten you, Matt. Don't worry.
Thank you.
This is the most viewed story on MSNBC.com. I'll keep it short. Basically, the headline: man tries to deposit fake $1 million bill. This is a guy from Georgia, went over into Clearwater, South Carolina, and went into a bank and tried to deposit a fake $1 million bill in order to open an account, and was, of course, arrested. There's a picture of the bill online, and I think we're going to put it on our website. It's very crumply looking, and I'm trying to figure out which president is on it.
Looks like Taft.
Yeah, I thought it looked like Taft, but, you know,
could
I don't
be
know.
Cleveland. Who knows?
Could be. Anyway, there's never been a $1 million bill. So
there hasn't?
I think he maybe just added a few too many zeros, because there has been a $100,000 gold.
It says this isn't news you can't use. This is very valuable.
Yes.
Now
yes,
all
ladies
know.
And gentlemen who want to commit a forgery, no $1 million bill.
All right. Trisha, Dan, MJ, Rachel, thanks for your most. We have senior producer Matt Martinez, who's got some most with a bonus, don't you?
Most with a bonus. Most with an actual report attached to it. It's one of the most emailed stories at NPR.org, because I'm the NPR.org guy, unofficially. It's from NPR's Adam Davidson, our international business and economics correspondent. He gives me $5 every time I say his title. It's very long. It's about a town called Fort Payne, Alabama. And Fort Payne just happens to be the sock capital of the world. Well, they used to be. There used to be more than 150 sock factories there. It's pretty unbelievable. But most of them have closed because cheaper socks are coming from China, Pakistan, Honduras. And it's actually been really devastating for them. And here's Adam's report on the effort to protect what's left of the town's remaining sock makers.